Hi, this is Jack Lombard with Tectonic Screens and Troubleshooting. This is episode 4, and I'm here with a guest. This is Matthew. Matthew, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so today is going to be an episode all about Minecraft. Now, I think this is going to be really fun. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get started. First things first, Minecraft has recently been getting really popular. So, Matthew, don't you think that's because, like, PewDiePie made that long, weak,
Yeah, series? Honestly, I think it's just because a lot of YouTubers have been, like, I don't know, showing, like, the endless possibilities of, like, what you're able to do and kind of, like, have fun. I feel like it's had a special place in my heart because I used to play it a lot when I was, like, little.
Yeah, same, dude. I played that game
and
really
fun. It was just really fun. It was an easy game. It's kind of what do whatever you want. You don't really have to have any skill to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I feel like it's very, like, gamer compatible. Like, anyone can just get on and start playing.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, yeah, obviously people have been playing it a lot more. But Minecraft has, I think it's because, first of all, the YouTuber, but Minecraft has been pushing a lot of updates. And instead of working on old stuff, they've been adding new stuff, but they've also been working on the old stuff. So they've been kind of double doing it. Now, one of the new things they just added was bees. They added a bee, like the insect, or...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the bees.
But people actually modded it so you can ride on the bees. Now, that's not actually in the game, but that's another way that we can show that Minecraft has definitely shown how people can use their creativity to do things. So, how bees work is... Whenever you go to a tree, there's a chance that there might be a beehive hanging down, and you can either, like, hit the beehive and a bunch of bees will come and attack you, and they're actually hard to kill because they're so small, or you can shear the hive for honeycomb, which you can make into honey bottles, and dispensers can actually fill up honey bottles, fill up bottles with honey. So, yeah. Let's go over to the different types. So, I mean, obviously there was the whole Xbox thing where they stopped working on the Xbox One edition. But let's talk about how PC. So, there's obviously the Java edition, the main one, high pixel. You got Mineplex. You got all these amazing Minecraft servers, and honestly, I think that's really nice. But you can't join your friends without paying. You on the Xbox, you just click invite, and they're in your world, and you're just playing. Now, but in Java Edition, you can't just do that. You have to pay. I think it's like $100 a month or $100 a year to get a realm, which doesn't even make any sense. But then I found Windows 10 Edition. Now, Windows 10 Edition is basically the Xbox version of Minecraft or the iPad version of Minecraft. Put it into a computer. Now, it's good and bad. The good part is I can literally just invite my friends to the Xbox console companion app on my computer, and boom, they're in my world, we can do anything. But the bad thing is that it's kind of glitchy. It's not the same clean Java Edition PC feel. It feels more like, let's just take Google Chrome on your phone, for example. Like, they squished Google Chrome into a phone, but this time they just got Minecraft out of an iPad and just expanded it into a computer. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree, and I remember with the Nether Reactor, if anyone has seen that, it's kind of like, I don't know, they kind of like try to put everything in, it doesn't really have the same feel, and like, I don't know, it's just kind of hard to get that same feel that you can get because it's definitely a lot lower, like, quality graphics and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same.
It's just definitely not going to be the same.
For sure. So, but what I think they need to do is make the PC Windows 10 Edition a little bit more like Java Edition, or scrap Windows 10 Edition, scrap Java, and combine them to make Java Edition quality, Java Edition servers. Also, there's no servers in Windows 10 that are any good. Java Edition servers, Java Edition, like, mods and everything, because putting mods on Windows 10 is terrible. Combining them to make just PC Minecraft. just Minecraft on the PC or Mac or whatever you use, I think that'll make everything 10 out of 10 way better.
And more like, you can kind of like, let's say if you have like a home PC and it's plugged into a wall, you have like a laptop, you can use like the same account and just kind of like use it instead of having to like install the completely different version of Minecraft and then having to get it set up while like, I don't know, doing a ton of stuff that causes a lot of things. Yeah. While you could just literally have the same installed version.
Yeah. And I think, well, one of the things that's really bad about Windows 10 is in Java Edition, if you hold down right click, your shield will come up, right?
Oh, yeah, you have to, like, hold down shift or something.
Yeah, now in Windows 10, you have to sprint to get your shield out. But what if you're in a corner and there's zombies coming at you and you need to hold your shield up? You can't because you're stuck there and you can't sprint. So I think that's not even a good idea at all. And also, people are saying with all these bees and the idea of adding foxes and palm trees, and people are saying that vanilla Minecraft is becoming more like birthday cake Minecraft, and it's becoming basically modded.
Yeah, like Update Aquatic.
Yeah, like the coral reef. Who would have thought 5 years ago that they would have a coral reef when you go into the ocean? Now, I'm not saying I don't like it. I think the coral reef is awesome. It adds much more to life instead of, like, it's... The ocean was one of the few places that you actually didn't have anything to do until, like, fishing. But even fishing, you didn't even look at it. It was just a vast, open ocean. And, let's talk a little bit about servers. So, Matthew, what's your favorite server on Java Edition?
I actually play a lot of Hypixel. I play a lot of Skyblock and Skywars. Really fun.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, you know, you can hop on with the boys and start, like, playing.
Yeah.
It's just very fun, and you can do, like, make your own islands, and it's just, like, fun. And that's what I really like about servers, that you can play with really anyone, and there's no, like, I don't know, like, live chat while it's just like having to type in. I don't know. It just feels a lot less like personal, in my opinion.
It's more
and,
open,
like,
and you.
It's more
and
open, and everyone's.
You can still play with your friends too.
Exactly, and that's like the nicest part about it, is that the Minecraft community is like a lot nicer than, let's say, like Fortnite. Not saying anything that there's wrong with it. It's just that there's a lot more like
toxic, or maybe
a lot more toxic.
Rainbow Six Siege, that's really toxic in there.
Exactly, and that's. I don't know. That's why Minecraft community is way more superior other than other two, like, other places.
Now, we all know that Hypixel is kind of dominant in the server, in the Minecraft server world, but do you really? Sometimes I think it's better than vanilla, because I don't know if you guys have played Bed Wars, but basically here's how it works. There's a big island in the middle, okay? And then there's different bases around the side. Now you're with your friends and you have a bed, and the bed keeps your ability to respawn. So if your bed's destroyed, you're out. Now you have you also have a villager in your base. Now the villager you can buy stuff from, but to buy it you have to go into you have to get iron spawns in this like thing, the forge. It's like a big chest. So you get the iron, you buy, let's just say, a building block, and you go to the middle. And what you do is you want to protect your base, protect your bed so that it can't be destroyed. And then you're going to go to other people's bases and try to destroy their bed to be the last man standing. I think it may be the best server game in all of Minecraft. Would you agree?
And, like, I feel like Bed Wars is so much more fun because, like, other than just running and killing each other the whole time, there's actually an objective.
Yeah.
Other than just, like, winning the whole time, it's just kind of, like, teamwork more than,
it's really team-oriented.
Going on, like, killing sprees. And just, it's
like
fun because you have to protect and attack at the same time. And it's just, like, I don't know, it's very fun.
Yeah, Skywars is definitely... I feel like Skywars is a little past its time. They should start to set it set it aside a little bit. It's a little, you
Yeah.
know, older.
It's a little like gang. I don't know. Yeah.
Also, who remembers playing Minecraft Hunger Games? I mean, come on.
Oh, dude. Hunger Games?
So fun.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and I think servers, it's, if there were no servers in Minecraft, it would, there would, what, there would be way less, users in Java Edition. And I think there's even servers on mobile now, PE.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. I don't think it will be the same at all, but.
Exactly, because your phone really can't take that much processing power.
Yeah, even so, the screen.
Compared to, like, a jacked out PC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know. Totally. I feel like it really, it could be on mobile for those who do play mobile a lot. But then again, like,
I don't know. That's what we thought about Fortnite mobile, right? But it ended
exactly,
up being a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love the idea where you can do it on, like, when I was little, I used to do it, like, on road trips all the time. And I just max out an account, pretty much, in the car for, like, what, 6 hours?
Yeah.
Like, pretty I don't know. I love that, but servers doesn't really make sense to me, because typically if you're on mobile, you're either playing on the go, or, like, playing when you're bored.
Yeah, if you're going to be on mobile, I think you should be there for vanilla Minecraft.
Exactly. And more single player. I guess you could play multiplayer, which I used to do all the time. I remember me and my cousins got, like, what, like, 2 iPads and, like, 3 phones, and we all started playing. And we did the Nether Reactor and all that fun stuff until they updated it. But it was just, I don't know, more fun.
Yeah, what? I totally, I used to do that all the time. Everybody would just play Minecraft on road trips or whatever.
But yeah, I don't really see it being on its own. Like,
yeah, you cannot. Minecraft would not survive on PE. Alright, thanks for listening to today's episode of Tech Title Screams of Troubleshooting.